You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
My name is Braden Gall, in for Paul Feinbaum. Much to Jim's chagrin, this is ESPN Radio, 855-242-7285. 855-242-7285. I've been on here for 2 hours now, have not heard from Jim. Sounds like Jim is scared. Jim, if you are scared by a dog, do you hear me? 855-242-7285. The number one question here, and I'm giving away magazines as well. I've been with Athlon Sports for almost 20 years, and if you can guess Athlon Sports preseason top four in order, 1, 2, 3, 4, no one's gotten it right yet, I will personally send you a magazine out of my personal stash. You pick a cover, any team you want, I will send it to you if you can get it right on newsstands now, and of course, athlonsports.com to order yours. The real question we had in putting that together, because we started with Georgia, I'll just give that one away, no-brainer there at number one, it is you have to have a certain formula to beat Georgia. I don't think anyone on their schedule in the regular season has that yet. Maybe Tennessee later in the season if Joe Milton hits, if the defense develops, especially in the front seven, if they can replace Darnell Wright and Cedric Tillman and Jalen Hyatt. A lot of ifs. So I'm not buying Tennessee beating Georgia, even in Neyland late in November. I think they go 12-0, over under 11.5. The question is, with Georgia, who has the formula to beat them in a one-game situation? We have seen it from Ohio State almost last year. C.J. Stroud, elite quarterback, experienced quarterback, elite weapons, great scheme, almost won that game against Georgia. Bryce Young, Alabama 2 years ago, SEC championship game, threw the ball all over the yard, got Stetson Bennett off his mark in the backfield with pressure, and hit some plays down the field, big-time plays, won that game in the SEC title game going away. You got to have an elite quarterback, or at least elite quarterback play. You need elite weapons on the outside. You need a great scheme. You probably need a pretty good offensive line to keep somebody upright against that Georgia front seven, and you probably need a pass rush of some degree as well. So who has that in college football? In my mind, USC's the number one team on this list. That doesn't make them the best team. It doesn't make them number two in my top 25. It doesn't make them better than Alabama or Michigan or Ohio State. But if you're talking about the formula to beat Georgia, USC has the best of it. Lincoln Riley, Caleb Williams, those weapons, hopefully a brand new defensive line with all those transfers. I have USC as the team that in a one-game situation, if I'm Georgia, I do not want to see in the playoff. Ohio State would be number two. Yes, they're breaking in a quarterback, but if anybody can break in the quarterback, it is Ryan Day with four NFL receivers against a Big Ten schedule and one of the best front sevens in all of college football. Ohio State, number two on my list. I will go LSU and Florida State at 3 and 4. Jordan Travis at Florida State, elite down the field passer, great NFL weapons, good offensive line, really good pass rush. Give me Mike Norvell running things at Florida State. I think they could do it in a one-game situation. Don't think they'll see him, because the only time that could happen would be in the playoff. LSU is intriguing. We saw a little bit of this in the SEC championship game in the second half. I'm not sure how much that should count, but certainly slinging it all over the place against Georgia, against those DBs, is how you have to beat them. And LSU right now has the most complete offense in the SEC, in my opinion. Maybe not the best offense, but they're one of two teams in the conference that bring back both their coordinator and their starting quarterback, only two. Vanderbilt's the only other one with Jaden Daniels and Mike Denbrock. All five starters on the offensive line. Possibly the two best defensive players in America in Mason Smith and Harold Perkins. And they got dudes on the outside that can catch balls and make plays. I think USC, Ohio State, LSU, and Florida State are the four I would pick. Texas is an interesting one. Top five offensive line in America. Top five quarterback room in America. Top five receiving core in America. A really good secondary. Top 10 defensive line in America. Great play caller and designer in Steve Sarkisian. Texas is interesting. But it sounds kind of crazy when you start saying really good things about Texas. So I'm going to stop right there. 855-242-7285. Braden Gall in for Paul. Let's go to the phones here on ESPN Radio. We'll start with Davis in Wisconsin. Davis, what is up? Welcome to the show.
Oh, my friend, the first white baby born in Iowa, J.W. Bruns, doubled down on that one. Anyway, I think I'm a round individual, a square-headed person, and I would like the magazine to know, because you got me, like, hooked on USC. I went to the Hula Bowl in 1978 and watched Anthony Munoz.
He's a heck of a player.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, what about Wisconsin? We were here before it was a state. What about Wisconsin?
Okay, that's interesting, Davis. I appreciate the call. Here's what I would say about Wisconsin, and I like what Luke Fickell is doing. I think it was a big boy hire by Wisconsin to go get Luke Fickell from Cincinnati when no one else could get him. I think that's a big boy move. New athletic director Chris McIntosh, big boy stuff. Investing in recruiting, big boy stuff. But they are making such a drastic swing in scheme to go from what Wisconsin has traditionally been for 25 or 30 years to what Phil Longo wants to run with a lot of those air raid concepts, down the field, quick offense. They brought in a bunch of transfer quarterbacks too soon. Could they be the favorite to win the division and play in the Big Ten championship game? Sure. I could give it to you. But until they get their guys in there to run that scheme, that is the right scheme potentially to run against Georgia in theory. But I want to see. You need to see more time with. I mean, Luke Fickell hasn't coached a single game, so no, I am not willing to put Wisconsin on the same platform as in a one game situation beating Georgia. 855-242-7285. Matt in Louisiana. Matt, what is up?
Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, and the Fighting Tigers of LSU.
Is your guess for the top four?
That's my guess for the top four. I'm on the top four.
You got two out of four.
Oh, come on.
Two out of four, Matt.
I think I swapped up two and three. I got them mixed up.
You said you had Georgia and Michigan one and two, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I'm giving it away right now. Thank you for the call, Matt. I am giving it away right now. One and two has already been figured out. You guys got one and two. And again, this goes back to why I don't think Alabama or Michigan, for example, are equipped to beat Georgia right now. It's about the style of play. It's about strengths and weaknesses. It's not about being a better team. Alabama is a better football team, in my opinion, than LSU. But LSU has better strengths in the right places right now in May. That could be different come December in Championship Saturday. 855-242. Alabama, Michigan, and Penn State are a star quarterback away. Is J.J. McCarthy a star quarterback? I don't know. I think he's pretty good. I don't know how great he can be. Drew Aller at Penn State has insane upside. Five-star kid. He's got NFL prospect written all over him. 6'5", 230, whatever. Like, just huge dude. But it hasn't clicked yet, and he hasn't started yet. I need to see it. And frankly, that offense, that system – while they are a great offensive line and running the ball like crazy, I don't know. I don't know about that team yet. I think Alabama, Michigan, and Penn State are a big-time playmaker away at quarterback, and they're not on that same level. They might be better teams than some of these other teams that I've mentioned, but they don't have the best strengths, and the strengths that match up with Georgia is what we're talking about. 855-242-7285. Chris in Washington State. What's up, Chris?
How's it going?
What's up?
So top four, and then I want to answer that Georgia question. So, obviously Georgia, Michigan, and then Ohio State, USC.
Three out of four, my man. Three out of four. Now give me your Georgia question, or Georgia answer.
So, I definitely agree that USC would be a contender. Unfortunately, they don't play them like that. But I definitely do agree that USC could beat Georgia in a one game.
Yeah,
quiet as it's kept, USC does has the defense to stop Georgia, and does have the offense, but they never actually get a chance to play each other, unless it's the playoffs.
I have a lot of confidence, and thank you for the call, Chris. I feel while the Pac-12 is way better at the top than anyone gives them credit for, especially down here in the Southeast where I am located here in Nashville, Oregon has an insanely good offense. Washington has an like Michael Penix and those receivers with Kalen DeBoer calling the plays. That is as good an offense as there is in all of college football. Washington would score on Georgia. But we've also kind of seen Oregon and Bo Nix try to do the Georgia thing last year as well. Now, is that fair? Who knows? But I don't think Oregon is better this year than they were last year. I think Washington might be better. But I don't think they have the horses just yet. I don't think they have the defense. They don't have the depth. I think USC with Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams has just enough of all of that to give Georgia a nasty run. They were one win away from the playoff last year, and I guarantee you the two matchups that Kirby Smart did not want in that game were Ohio State and USC. I guarantee you they would have been much happier with TCU or Michigan. There's no question. 855-242-7285. What is Athlon Sports top four? If you guess it right, no one's gotten it right yet. If you guess it right, I will send you a magazine, your cover of choice, your team of choice. And, of course, who can beat Georgia in a one-game situation? Your calls next. Braden Gall in for Paul. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show here on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Braden Gall in for Paul here on the Paul Feinbaum Show, ESPN Radio. You can get to me at Braden Gall if you want to complain about my takes. I'm totally good with that. That's what the Twitter app is for, right? Open it up and feel bad about yourself. It's great. I love it there. At Braden Gall, it is my drug of choice. It is my social media platform of choice. And I'm going down with the ship, folks. The Georgia Bulldogs are number one. They're going to be number one by everybody. I don't even know how to make an argument against Georgia being number one. Best offensive line in America, best defensive line in America, best secondary in America, best set of linebackers in America, number seven in our list of running backs in America, number four in one of the top five receiving corps in America. They have the best tight end in America. They're the two-time champs. Three-peating is very hard. That's a good case against them just in and of itself. Complacency. The team that's probably going to beat Georgia is Georgia. But again, in a one-game situation, anything can happen. This is why we play the games. This is the beauty of college football. C.J. Stroud almost did it last year. Bryce Young did it the year before. I don't think Alabama right now is equipped to do that. That doesn't mean by the end of the year they don't have the guy figured out. But you're not going to get Tyler Buckner in the portal if you think that Jalen Milrow and Ty Simpson are the guy for the championship. I'm not talking about for the regular season. Alabama's good enough to win every game in the regular season potentially without an elite quarterback play. The question is, in college football these days, when you get into the championship situations, championship Saturday, SEC title game, college football playoff games, you need great quarterback play, in particular against Georgia. And I just don't know if Alabama's got that this year. We just don't know. We can assume, but we just don't know. So I would not have Alabama on my list. It doesn't mean they're not better than some of these teams. 855-242-7285. 8-5. Let's head back to the phones. Jason in Georgia. Jason, welcome to the Feinbaum Show.
Hey, bud. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
The USC, I'm not seeing it. Georgia scored 65 against TCU, 50 against Oregon. Northwest Missouri State for the deaf and blind plays better defense than USC. So that's not happening unless they score 70. That is not happening. USC doesn't stop anybody. I mean, Tulane scored 50 on them. So Georgia would score 80 unless they beat themselves.
Listen, you might be right, 70, but USC might be able to score 70 on somebody like Georgia. I'm just saying. All right, appreciate the call. There you have it. Listen, USC's got a long way to go in terms of proving that it belongs on the national stage from a defensive standpoint. But they were one game away last year from being in the playoff. They have the best player in the country running the best system in the country. C.J. Stroud did not have an elite defense last year for Ohio State. They were good. They weren't elite. They're going to be way better this year, Ohio State. But, man, C.J. Stroud, like, in fact, the problem with Ohio State was their defense gave up too many chunk plays to Stetson Bennett in the fourth quarter. But what gave them a chance to win? C.J. Stroud and those receivers. And that is what Caleb Williams and Lincoln Riley and those receivers can do. 855-242-7285. Rick in Georgia. Rick, welcome to the Feinbaum Show.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. I want to do the one team against Georgia first, but I also want to weigh in on the top four. So I think LSU, excuse me, would have a chance at beating Georgia with that defense, especially Perkins. So since you already weighed in on USC so many times, that's my pick.
I agree with your analysis of LSU, by the way. I think they've got all the pieces.
Yeah. So my top four, now if I can just remember, you said we had three earlier, so I'm going to hopefully make it easy for the next person. Obviously Georgia and Ohio State. Then I'm going to have a sleeper with LSU and USC.
Two out of four.
Crap. Okay. All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Rick. The LSU argument is fascinating. I don't think they're better than Alabama right now today. But, man, I think they're better situated in a matchup with Georgia. Jaden Daniels, all five starters back on the offensive line, really good wide receivers, good offensive system, good head coach, really, really good front seven. I don't think they're going to beat Florida State in week one. I think Florida State wins that game, which is also why I have Florida State on this list. Because I am all in on the hype train for Florida State. I don't think they're 12-0 good. I don't think they're win the national title good. But I am all in on Florida State hype train. Give me first-class ticket. Jordan Travis down the field, chucking it around. They might beat LSU week one. LSU's schedule is what holds them back from a national championship right now. It's not their roster or their situation. It's the schedule. They got too many tough games that I think they're going to lose a couple, have a really good year, 10-2, still will feel like progress for LSU. But could they beat Georgia in an SEC championship game if they get there? You betcha. 855-242-7285. I think what's interesting about the secondary, because I think Georgia's secondary might be the best secondary in America, and there's no arguing the way Kirby Smart is recruited. I think what's interesting about that commentary is where we are in football. The old adage, and I think Saban might have been talking about this recently. Somebody was talking about this in the SEC. The old adage of elite defense beating elite offense is just not necessarily a thing anymore. That 2021 Georgia defense is, I mean, they got rocked in Atlanta. They went on and won the whole thing. There's no question, but they got rocked in Atlanta. So I think you elite offense, the rules are too geared towards space and receivers and quarterback play. The rules of the game dictate that, and now elite offense beats elite defense. So even if you have great players in the secondary, the Caleb Williams of the world, the C.J. Strouds of the world, and the Bryce Youngs of the world can beat you. But here's the thing about Georgia. You cannot run the ball on them. You just can't. So the only way to beat them is slinging it all around. 855-242-7285. More of your phone calls. I cannot believe that no one has gotten this right. I have told you guys, you had three right one time, you had two right this past time. I'll tell you this, it ain't Clemson, okay? It ain't Clemson. I can't believe we haven't given away a magazine just yet. If you guess the top four correctly, I'll give you a magazine. And tell me who can beat Georgia. I think USC and LSU and Ohio State have gotten the most votes so far. I'm keeping track. We'll take more of your calls. That's next. My name's Braden Gall in for Paul. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You guys know the number. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show on ESPN Radio. Listen, the best case so far for anyone to beat Georgia, so far, we all seem to agree. We all seem to agree that it is USC, Ohio State, or LSU. Again, I know I'm a little crazy here. I'm throwing Florida State into the mix. But it sounds like we kind of all agree on the formula. And I'm assuming not one of us is picking Georgia to lose a game. I assume we're all picking Georgia to win the national championship because they are number one in the Athlon Sports preseason poll. I'm giving you that one. If you can get the other three in order correctly, I will give you a magazine. I have been trying to give this thing away the entire show. 855-242-7285. Jeff in Alabama. Jeff, what's up?
How you doing?
Doing well.
I'm gonna give it a try. I'm going to go Georgia, right. Michigan. And these next two, there's about four teams that's home of mine, but I'm going to go USC and Ohio State.
Ah, oh, so close. So close, but incorrect, my friend.
I appreciate it.
Hey, but you're right, though, about the and Jeff, I appreciate the call. I appreciate trying. Here's what I'll say. I do think after Michigan at two, I think we are in a place where, and you might even be able to include Michigan in this. Let's just say Georgia at one. I think two through, like, 13 or 14 – is actually really competitive. I think the middle of the SEC is really competitive. I think the top of the other conferences are very competitive. I think the top of the Big 12, the top of the Pac-12, the top of the ACC, two teams potentially could be playoff contenders in Florida State and Clemson. Three teams in the Big 10 East are extremely competitive and very good top 10 teams. I think we are in for a really interesting year. We just had one of the most unprecedented stories in the history of college football. I don't think people still realize it's of course why the final score was what it was in the national championship game. But TCU getting to the national championship game is almost unprecedented in modern college football with the rules and structure of our sport the way it is today. It's going to be wide open, man. Georgia is Georgia. But after that, there are vulnerabilities in Alabama. There are vulnerabilities in Ohio State. Oklahoma is not Oklahoma of the past. Wide open conference races everywhere. It's going to be a great college football season. 855-242-7285. As each and every one always is. Jerome in Alabama. Jerome, what's up?
Yeah. I want to kind of pick these top four here.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's been a puzzle, you guys. So, first one is Georgia. Second one's Michigan.
There you go.
And third, I'm going to go with Alabama. And fourth is USC.
Got it. There we go. All right. Can we get an applause? Get an applause drop for Jerome. Jerome, don't hang up, my man. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Right. You got it. We'll get your information, and I will send you a magazine. What is your favorite team?
Mine is Auburn, but I'm going to go with my wife's Alabama. I'll get it for her.
Jerome, you are a smart man, my friend. So, an Alabama cover for Jerome in Alabama for getting the top four correct. Preseason Athlon Sports magazines on stands now. I will send one to you, Jerome. I'll send it to you tomorrow. So I appreciate you calling. And for all of you, I honestly, Jerome, stay on the line. We'll get your information, man, and we'll send you a mag. Georgia 1, Michigan 2, Alabama 3, USC 4. That is the Athlon Sports preseason top four. Those are the four teams we are picking to make the playoff. Now, I want to take your calls here, but I feel like there's some splaining that has to be done. I think Alabama gets into the playoff as a one-loss, potentially second-place team. They've done it in the past. I could see LSU at 10-2, a worse record, maybe even a worse team, still winning the division if they win the head-to-head. I would pick Alabama to win that game right now. So I could see Alabama getting in at 12-0. I could see them getting in at 12-1. I could see them getting in at 11-1. But if you are asking me who are the best four teams in college football, Alabama's number three on my list. USC's number four, and that's how we decided that. The path is tougher for Alabama because of Georgia, frankly. But Georgia 1, Michigan 2, Alabama 3, USC 4. Now, when we get to Nashville here in my city for SEC Media Days in about 6 weeks, I bet you we get a split vote for the Western Division Championship in the SEC. I bet you it is half LSU, half Alabama. The next teams on my list would be Ohio State, LSU, and Florida State in my top seven. And I would be shocked if it's not four of those teams. There's some good stuff elsewhere, but those are my four. 855-242-7285. Now that we know the top four, now you can call in and tell me how terrible the top four is. 855-242-7285. Thank you, Jerome. AC in Canada. AC, what's up? Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. Well, I spoke with you last year, and we had some fun. Did my little son call in? I'm talking about Jim from Tuscaloosa, my little kid. He can call in to talk to you?
I think he's scared, man. I think he's scared.
No. He's not scared of you. Scared of his daddy, AC. Which is why he never called in. He's too scared. He would never call in. But I tell you what, I'm pretty sure you have an hour and a half left. You're going to have a lot of callers. They want the host to take over the show because they don't like Mr. Feinbaum. Call me a river. Mr. Feinbaum is a fair gentleman, okay? This is why I like him, which is why I appreciate you for hosting the show. You know, you guys are talking about giving up magazine, et cetera, forget it. Georgia's going to lose to. Georgia is going to lose to Georgia if they want to lose. Come on, man. Alabama's going to beat them. Where's Alabama, bottom dwellers? Ohio State. Last year, USC, they lost the Pac-12 championship. And who is Michigan again? Who is Jim Harbaugh again? That's right. Nobody knows. Why don't you put youth in there? Might as well put them in there. They're going to get beat anyway. Georgia, if Georgia was to lose, they're going to lose to themselves if they beat themselves. If this team stays motivated, we're going to see a three-peat. But I feel like they should lose a game before they get to the playoffs so at least they can humble themselves. It's not going to be an easy run. But I can tell you this much, Alabama is not winning a single championship. Nick Saban's dynasty, let's get over with. After Georgia wins the championship, guess who's going to be on the rise, Mr. BG? You want to take a guess?
What are you talking, USC, LSU?
USC, forget LSU. Mike the Tiger is always taking a nap. Let me tell you why he's taking a nap. Because he's looking at Jim from Tuscaloosa when I knock out Jim all the time. Only for you, buddy.
Thank you, AC. I appreciate that. Braden Gall in for Paul here. 855-242-7285. It does raise another interesting question about if Georgia does pull it off and they do three in a row, like where the historical context that we need to put around that accomplishment is, I'm not sure we've got the right context. I don't know. Like, Bud Wilkinson won 47 straight, right? Bud Wilkinson for Oklahoma, is that the all-time record, right? The one we all tried to break on the video game? I mean, we know about Bear. We know about Saban. We know about Nebraska in the 90s, 3 out of 4. But in the modern era of how difficult it is to win with parity, recruiting rules, budgets, I'm not sure we have appropriate context to put around three-peat. Never been done before. Only how many times in the BCS era has a repeat even happened? Twice? I don't know, man. I don't think we have the context yet. 855-242-7285. Braden Gall in for Paul Feinbaum, ESPN Radio. More of your calls. Who can beat Georgia? Who is designed, who is built, who is constructed, who has the strengths and weaknesses to beat Georgia in a one-game situation? You can't beat them over 12 games, but you get them in a playoff spot, you get them in a championship setting. Who can beat them? I got USC, Ohio State, LSU, Florida State. Those are my four. Who you got? Your calls next, 855-242-7285. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show right here on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Paul Feinbaum Show, Braden Gall in for Paul, at Braden Gall on Twitter, ESPN Radio, 855-242-7285. We've given away our magazine, our top four for the Athlon Sports preseason polls. Georgia 1, Michigan 2, Alabama 3, USC 4. That is the official predictions. Magazine's on sale now, and Jerome is our winner. Took us 2.5 hours to get a winner, but we did it. We did it. Otherwise, who's beating Georgia? That is the question we had to ask ourselves in doing this process. Because there's nobody on paper that belongs ahead of them in the rankings. You cannot make the case for anyone else. But we've had some good conversation around who could beat them in a championship setting, which I think is a lot of teams. And by a lot, I mean like, you know, 7 or 8. 855-242-7285. Mark in Alabama. Mark, this is the Feinbaum Show. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
Actually, I want to disagree with 7 or 8 teams can beat Georgia. Let me just a couple facts. Let's look at the last 8 years. There's only 2 teams that can beat Georgia, and that's Alabama and Clemson. And I'm going to back up in, a little further here. Alabama got a lot of people jumping off the Alabama program, and there's no – I mean, I know there's a lot of Alabama haters out there, and that's what you do when you're a championship program like Alabama. Now, Georgia clearly has earned the last 2, but if you look over the last 8 years – it's either Alabama winning it or losing it. It's Clemson winning it or losing it, or Georgia. LSU won it 1 year. So all the LSU fans out there and everyone who says, you know, Ohio State and this one, that other, that's all irrelevant. When it gets down to the end of the year, if you want to, you know, if you're pulling for a team, if you're a betting person, why wouldn't you put your money on the Dogs, the Tide, or the Clemson Tigers?
I agree with your basic sentiment. I think if you look at our rankings right now, and not just mine or anybody's, Mark, thanks for the call, like Clemson's nowhere near the top 4 right now. Like, they're just not. Like, what does Deshaun Watson or Trevor Lawrence have to do with 2023 Clemson? They don't have the same offensive line. They don't have the same wide receivers. They've had to change coordinators 3 times now. Cade Klubnik was a pretty high-level prospect. I think he's going to be a pretty good player. I really like the Garrett Riley hire as the offensive coordinator. I'm glad that Dabo Swinney showed some form of evolution to go outside of his program to hire somebody really good. But Clemson has to prove it. Like, they proved it years and years and years ago, and they were great for a long time. They are an elite program, but they are not an elite roster and team in 2023. We're just talking about 2023. I'm with you on Bama. Like, I think Bama, if they figure out the quarterback situation, then Bama is absolutely a team that is the most capable of beating Georgia. But Ohio State had them beat last year. So you have to look at last year's team and say, look, Ohio State was pretty close last year. In fact, closer than anyone else on Georgia's schedule. So I don't think your concept is right. You are correct in those three programs being the programs that won it. You casually slipped in the most productive offensive team of all time in there. just oh yeah, by the way, LSU. But that doesn't have it to me. Clemson's not even the pick in the ACC, in my opinion. I would pick Florida State. So I can't put Clemson on that tier as even a gambling person. I mean, if I'm gambling, I'm betting on Georgia. Let's be honest. 855-242-7285. GI, what's up, GI? Welcome to the show.
Hang on, I'm still here.
Oh,
hey,
right?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Not much. Hey, first time caller. I actually got through pretty quick, man. I'm kind of surprised. So I was going to try to guess the top four, but somebody already got it. So I was going to go USC number one, Georgia number two, Ohio State number three, and Alabama number four is what I was going to say. But obviously, I would have been wrong.
You would have been, and I appreciate that. No, make the case, though, on paper why USC – because you're the first – oh, okay. All right. I guess there we go. I really like USC. I am very high on USC. I think they've got a pretty difficult path in that conference. Oregon, Washington, UCLA, Oregon State, all preseason top 25 teams. Notre Dame's on their schedule, top 25 team. USC, if they get to the playoff, USC will have been tested. I believe in Caleb Williams, Lincoln Riley. I think the defense is actually going to be better. I believe in USC, but I would not have them higher than third on my list, at most, maybe fourth. So I don't see how you can make the case for USC above Georgia. I think Michigan's the team that's sort of being the most disrespected in this conversation, even as someone who's making the conversation happen. I think Michigan is the second most complete team in all of college football. Established coach, established culture, veteran quarterback returning, elite defense at all three levels, physical style of play. I just think they match up terribly with Georgia. That's it. I think they're better than Alabama. I think they're better than Ohio State. We've seen that 2 years in a row now. Michigan has won. And won easily, convincingly. They own Ohio State the last 2 years. But when you put them, the styles make fights, man. Like, that is how the world works in sports. You can be the best team in the world at doing X, but if somebody else is really great at taking X away, you're out of luck. I just think that's the problem with Michigan. They do Michigan great. They do Michigan better than almost anybody else does anything. But Georgia does Michigan better. And that's my concern with Michigan. Because I think Michigan, frankly, is the number two team in America. They are the one getting the most disrespect in this conversation. And maybe they break through this year. Maybe this is the year they break through. Carson Beck doesn't work out. Todd Monken off to the NFL hurts this team, this Georgia team. Maybe they slip up and they're just not as dynamic. They're not as... They don't have as many All-Americans on defense. Complacency sets in. Somebody gets arrested. All of a sudden, Michigan beats them and breaks through. It's possible. Totally possible. But Michigan and Georgia playing at their best, I'm taking Georgia all day. 855-242-7285. Matt in Illinois. Matt, what is up? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. How's it going?
Yeah, man. Going well. How are you?
You're killing me with the Michigan talk because I'm an Ohio State fan. It's like you stick the knife in and you just keep twisting it. but anyway, so you know, I'm gonna hearken back. I mean, you've got Ohio State as one of the teams that can beat Georgia, and of course, you don't have us in your top four, which is a little bit of a head scratcher. But if you think about it, you know, if I'm looking back to last year, I'm going to say that we didn't lose because of our offense. We lost because of our defense. And that's what gives me hope this year, because I think our defense is a lot better. And you say the best front seven. I think our back end's a lot better this year than it was in the past. So that gives me hope. I think that the big question is Kyle McCord. I mean, Does he step up?
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right. I trust, Matt, thank you for the call. I trust Ryan Day with those receivers, that offensive line against that schedule with that defense. I have far more trust in Kyle McCord. And I reached out to somebody close to the program today, and I just, you know, Devin Brown is still in the mix, but it's basically Kyle McCord's job. And for there to be a little bit more clarity at Ohio State than there is at Alabama is maybe all I need to say, you know what, maybe I do think Ohio State's better than Alabama this year. I think Ohio State's scheme and their approach to the game and where their strengths are, in particular at wide receiver, is what gives them a chance to beat Georgia.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.